Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year, that's just $50 total, at monarch.com with code BUDGET. That's monarch.com, promo code BUDGET.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Thanks for listening. Made it to another Friday and man, hope we can all get some time in to relax and recharge. Even if working this weekend, me, I'll have my 14-year-old. I was thinking of making her help me with some backyard work, but she did just graduate middle school Wednesday and did just say she wants to hit up maybe Point Pleasant's boardwalk down the Jersey Shore. So who am I to be mean, Dad? But just looked at the forecast and it's calling for rain Saturday, so maybe both of our ideas will have to wait.
My favorite stories of the day.
The Portland suburb of Milwaukee, Oregon, posted a message Monday on its government website to let everyone know they caught a 42-year-old guy who had been on the run for 3 days after getting away from cops early Friday morning. Now, KATU ABC2 in Portland is reporting the Portland man led officers on a high-speed chase, was shooting at cops, and eventually ran off and got away for 3 days until Milwaukee, Oregon officials posted they caught him Monday. Now, I stopped including names in most of these crime stories on Real Pod here, but this name is the story. Looney John Franklin Tune. So his actual name is Looney Tune. The parents should have known full well if his last name was going to be Tune. Looney as a first name, come on. That's a life of responding to being teased and sent to the principal's office if a teacher didn't believe that was his real name. In this case, Looney Tune was sent back to jail.
That's all, folks.
Come on, how could I not end the story that way? Well, in Florida, the story starts with a 44-year-old man in Davenport, Central Florida, kind of between Orlando and Tampa. It's where the Miami Herald is reporting last week that the guy was arrested 2 weeks ago because cops say he was caught inside of a home that was not his. A neighbor saw lights flick on and off, even though he knew the homeowner was away. So after the neighbor called the homeowner and the homeowner called the cops, turns out police say the man fessed up to actually being in the vacant home for 4 days, even though he's not homeless, gave them an address. But at that address, he told cops was his wife, who was mad at him after they got into a fight. So not wanting any of that smoke, the guy broke into a stranger's house. And the Polk County Sheriff's Office posted their summary of this on their Facebook page, saying when deputies showed up, he had been cooking and had just filled the tub for a bath. They say he told them he chose breaking into someone's home and now being charged with felony burglary. Apparently, his first charge since cops say he had no criminal history. All of this, yeah, to avoid an angry wife. That's all, folks. No need to elaborate. Every adult should understand it from here. Well, there's a lawsuit now before the courts in North Carolina that will basically weigh the point at which a prank goes from being fun to harassment, because WRAL News in Raleigh reported last week that a woman last month sued Truist Bank that she used to work for and claimed that while at a team cookout last year, she let it slip that she was afraid of dolls. So says during the last week of training, her manager brought a Chucky doll to work from the 90s horror movie Child's Play and set it on a chair. And everybody laughed when she saw it and freaked out. Now, she described freaking out as coming from her disabilities, which includes anxiety and depression, and says she was placed on medical leave for 8 weeks after she saw that Chucky doll in her chair. The woman went back to work, but was let go in March, and now also arguing in a lawsuit that the bank discriminated and retaliated against her. So that'll be a court case to watch, like another legal matter in Canada. That'll be coming up in the next session, and that one's a doozy. In Fresno, California, state highway patrol officers say they arrested a guy on suspicion of driving under the influence because late last Thursday night, early Friday morning, they say the man was driving a car that crashed through a brick wall and ended up in somebody's backyard. Now, cops say the driver was not hurt, but when they got him out of the car, they say the dude fell asleep on the hood of their patrol car. Tell me you're drunk without telling me you're drunk is what cops say he did there. So they said forget their field sobriety tests. He just gave himself one and flunked. So officers took pictures for proof, and Fox 26 News in Fresno posted the pics in their story on this. Back in a moment. But before we break, check out my buddy DJ Greg H's Jams podcast.
Blazing the best hip-hop, R&B, reggae, soca.
You can download the Jams podcast mix for free. Just Google search Jams Podcast Mix.
It's Jams Hour Mix with Greg H.
How can you do that without shouting from the rooftops or spending an arm and a leg? Four words: Silky Way Hair Conditioning. In just 3 days, your hair will be so spectacular, you can't help but get yourself noticed. And by all the right people, too.
Silky Way Hair Conditioning. At better beauty stores everywhere.
And now, for the world around us.
Right now, there's a case set to go on trial Monday in Canada's British Columbia, where a niece and nephew are the closest relatives trying to overturn their aunt's will, because CP24 TV News is reporting the 84-year-old left the bulk of her million-dollar estate to the much younger male escort she was hooking up with in 2021, you know, during the pandemic, you know, after we were all locked down. Well, apparently this escort locked it down with whatever he was doing to her or with the 84-year-old, because later that year it came out in a recent related court ruling that she changed her will to leave the escort the bulk of her million-dollar estate, and she died 3 months after that. Well, the British Columbia Supreme Court just handed down a ruling 2 weeks ago allowing for this case to go forward to challenge the will, because the justices wrote the plaintiffs claim their late aunt was subjected to undue influence by the escort. And undue influence, well, that would be possible when there's a potential for domination. So setting cases like this, the person who died must be shown to have written or rewritten their will without any outside pressure, influence, or dominance. Well, the escort argued through his attorneys that she paid him for what she wanted him to do and be to her. So if anything, she was in a position of dominance over him. This, too, will be an interesting case to follow, especially for gigolos and rich people who tend to pay for company. Now to this story out of Spain, and Vice News followed up and posted about a 70-year-old beekeeper who was driving his van full of boxes with bees in them when cops pulled him over on a highway the Friday before last, on Friday the 13th, in the small town of Cervera in Catalonia. Now, the officers said they stopped the van because it was swerving, so they thought the driver may have been intoxicated. Well, Vice is reporting several local news outlets say they tested the driver's alcohol level, but the results showed he had what amounted to one beer in his system. And whatever was said after that, it led to all accounts saying the 70-year-old calmly walked to the back of the van, opened the door, and let out the honeybees, which then stung the officers and sent them running inside of a nearby restaurant. So forget Friday the 13th being Jason's day. Nah, this dude released bees on the cops like he was Candyman. He was arrested for that, charged and released on bail, while Vice is saying the officers needed hospital care for those bee stings. Do not mess with anyone who is hauling around boxes of bees. There's your moral. And speaking of animals, two young bears that humans named Mish and Lucy somehow managed to get out of their enclosure this past Monday afternoon at the Wildwood Trust's Wildlife Park in Devon, southwestern England. And the park was open for business that day, so Sky News is reporting security had to hurry up and lead the park's visitors to a secure building while workers, they tracked down the 2 4-year-old bears. They knew where they were the whole time, saying surveillance cameras caught every step Mish and Lucy took, which is why they know the duo went into the park's food store and went full Winnie the Pooh, eating a week's worth of honey in the store before walking back to their enclosure and falling asleep. Time for another break. Back.
Egg prices are out of control.
Can't buy them. I mean, you just can't.
No eggs with bacon for breakfast. So a lot of us may feel like this grocery shopper right now.
Everybody gonna be skinny, walking around here looking crazy because we can't get no eggs. You know what else I'm gonna tell you is gonna happen without the eggs? You ain't gonna have no cakes. Chocolate cakes is over.
Not if you head to J-Dub's Pigeon Coop. $5 a dozen for eggs laid minutes before, fresh out the mother pigeon. It can't get...
What's up with what's going down, though?
Yeah, because a lot of us have fake teeth, nothing to be ashamed about, so a lot of us can probably relate or at least empathize with singer Leanne Rimes, who posted a video Saturday on Instagram to explain what she went through on stage the night before at a casino resort in Washington State.
And if you've been around, you know I've had a lot of dental surgeries, and I have a bridge in the front, and it fell out in the middle of my song last night. To which I panicked and in the middle said, hold on, and ran to the side of the stage and put it back in, like popped it back in, and then just went on singing. And then I just had to get real with everybody and tell them exactly what was happening, or else I would have had to walk off stage. And so for the rest of the show, I was literally like this, pushing my teeth in like every couple lines and singing, which, by the way, I never knew how many F's and th's and sh's that I have in my songs, especially Can't Fight the Moonlight. Like Can't Fight the Moonlight, they like completely... again in my mouth.
Yeah, she had fun with it, with a message for fans too in the front rows of shows to come.
Get ready for something to fly out. Yeah, if you catch them, please return them. You know, good times. Just keeping it real out here with you, just as real as I had to last night.
And the 42-year-old also explained why she went public posting this.
In case, you know, anybody has an issue on stage ever and feels embarrassed by it, just watch this video again and it'll remind you that the show can go on, even in the midst of sheer, utter embarrassment. You just gotta be real with people. It's all good. They're in it for now.
Straight from the mouth of singer Leanne Rimes, literally, on her Instagram feed. Check it out.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Celebrity birthdays now.
Have you been arrested for throwing a freak-off party?
Or for being video recorded relieving yourself on a teen girl in bed? The law firm of McCracken and Butts is the team.
Piece of money. I don't need no man who can't give me no honey. Yeah. Looking for a man who don't need no supervision. If I just want to watch somebody, I'll watch my television, yeah. Ever seen a one-eyed woman cry? Ever seen a one-eyed woman?
I went off at your...
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays, starting with Friday the 27th.
Oh, you're the best part.
Singer and just all-around musician, Her, H-E-R. She is, well, Her is 20. How do you say this right? Her is 28. She's 28. Her is 28. Neville Longbottom in the Harry Potter movies. Actor Matthew Lewis, 36. Reality show star and businesswoman Khloe Kardashian is 41. Actor Tobey Maguire hitting 50. Super nanny Joe Frost is 54.
So much love for you, it's overflowing.
Menudo, singer-songwriter, musician Draco Rosa is 56. TV and movie writer, director J.J. Abrams, 59. Stephanie Vander Kellen and Newhart, actor Julia Duffy is 74.
I wish they all could be California.
And Beach Boys singer-songwriter and musician Bruce Johnston is 83. Then on Saturday, actor Tashina Arnold. Neighborhood, Everybody Hates Chris, Martin, Tashina Arnold will be 56. Actor John Cusack will turn 59. Actor Kathy Bates, 77.
Gentlemen, this bill will be a giant step forward in the treatment of the insane gambler.
Blazing Saddles and comedian director Mel Brooks will turn 99 Saturday. Then on Sunday, the 29th, Danity Kane, singer Andrea Fimbres will be 42, actor Lily Rabe, 43, Saturday Night Live comedian and actor Colin Jost, also 43. Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? From Pussycat Dolls to The Masked Singer, singer and judge Nicole Scherzinger will be 47. Broadway and movie actor Brian D'Arcy James, 57. Sylvia Costas in NYPD Blue, actor Sharon Lawrence will be 64. Men at Work, lead singer Colin Hay will be 72. Lead singer Don Dokken will also turn 72. Actor, Iowa congressman, and then a Radio Morning Show co-host in D.C., Fred Grandy, 77. And actor Gary Busey will turn 81. Then on Monday, singer Fantasia Barrino, 2004's American Idol winner. Yeah, we're getting old. Fantasia will be 41. Singer Cole Swindell will turn 42. Actor Lizzie Kaplan will be 43. Comedian and actor Tony Rock, Chris's younger brother, will be 51. Actor Molly Parker, 53. From Private Pal and Full Metal Jacket to Kingpin in the Marvel shows, actor Vincent D'Onofrio will be 66. Actor and comedian David Alan Greer, 69. Boys in the Hood takes me back to saggy pants and a smell of carefree curl. Bass guitarist and composer Stanley Clarke will be 74. And Muriel Rush in the 80s show Too Close for Comfort. Actor Nancy DeSalt will be 89. And that's it for another Real Pod newscast. Thanks, as always, for checking out the show. And while checking out stuff, jump on the show's Facebook page for song credits and other extras. You have a shorter version without celebrity B-days on YouTube nowadays. And yeah, that's it. Have a great weekend. Back on Tuesday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Did I leave the... I damn sure did. Okay. Shownuff.